Just close your eyes. This is from Behold, I Stand at the Door and Knock. My beloved, it is true. I stand at the door of your heart, day and night. Even when you are not listening, even when you doubt it could be me, I am there. I want you to know that whenever you invite me, I come, always without fail, silent and unseen, but with infinite power and love, bringing the many gifts of my Father. I come with my mercy, with my desire to forgive and heal you, and with a love for you beyond your comprehension. I come longing to console you and give you strength, to lift you up and bind your wounds. I bring you my light to dispel your darkness and all your doubt. I come with my power that I might carry you and all of your burdens, with my grace to touch your heart and transform your life, and my peace I give to steal your soul. I tell you again that I love you, and not for what you have or haven't done. I love you for you. I love you because you are. I love you for the beauty and dignity my Father gave you, creating you in his own image. I love you as you are, infinitely, completely, without reserve. If you only ask me with faith, my grace will touch all that needs changing in your life, and I will give you the strength to free yourself from sin and from all that binds and burdens you and from all that takes you away from me. Come to me, and I will fill your heart and heal your wounds. I will make you a new creation and give you peace in all your trials. You must never doubt my mercy, my acceptance of you, my desire to forgive, my longing to bless you and live my life in you. If you feel unimportant in the eyes of the world, that matters not at all. For me, there is no one more important than you. Open to me, come to me, thirst for me, give me your life, and I will prove to you how important you are to my heart. Why not try opening your heart to me right now, more than you ever have before? And just let's take a moment, wherever the Lord leads you. If he leads you up here near the Eucharist, come on up. If he just calls you to sit in the seat, that's okay, or you can go back to your friends. Wherever the Lord leads you.